Hey, everybody. Welcome to the next episode of the Strand Tennis Center podcast, filled with tips, advice, tennis, not tennis, just life advice, too, whatever you need. Like it on YouTube. Share it on the podcast as well. Thank you.
Welcome to the Strand Tennis Center podcast, everybody. It's a lovely spring break week, but pickleball will live on. Spring break, pickleball does not know spring break.
They don't.
It is very, very busy. Very crazy with the pickleball. It's great. But first of all, I wanted to show everybody this. This is a strawberry culotta?
Yes.
It looks like it's cream. Pure sugar. With cream?
With whipped cream.
Santi, you can put that over there, buddy.
Yeah.
Enjoy it very much. Now, you're going to come on camera, come around. I want you to show everybody your Yola outfit, because we luckily have a partnership with Yola, which is a fantastic company. And can you put the Yola in the hashtag of the notes of the show? Put in the show notes, because it's great to work with them. They're probably the number one. They're first huge in ping pong. They were big in that. Now they're huge in pickleball. They probably make the best paddle. Ben Johns uses it, you know, Simone Jardine, all the best pickleball players. So we're lucky enough to have them. So I didn't get any clothes though, Santi. You got them all, buddy. You're a lucky man. But we're lucky to have him. But I guess we're talking about pickleball a little bit. I'm going to discuss where we're at. We just had, you know, it's crazy with the popularity of pickleball. You can't seem to get a handle of it sometimes. We had a registration yesterday at 4 o'clock. And guess how long it lasted before it sold out?
Like 10 minutes.
4:07.
4:07.
It was 7 minutes.
Ooh.
No one could get into a class anymore. So
that's wild.
You know, listen, in full disclosure, right, we're not using the whole facility because it's still mostly tennis, but the feeding frenzy for pickleball, I don't think I've ever seen. I guess this is basically the topic of ebbs and flows, fads, and do you think things last? What things... Okay, so this is just a discussion of, we can have it back and forth. I have never seen, there's a couple things here. It's hard to get through this. I've not had an online system, so to speak, to take online signups. We have, you know, we've had it for the last few years, whatever, to be able to do things. But in tennis, we started this 15 years ago. You didn't have it that way. So you just really don't know how popular tennis was and whether people were, you can only do it by phone calls. But I've never seen the literal aggression to be able to get in. People are using two computers. They're signing in. They're trying to go back in. They log back in. Now, do you think pickleball is a toy, like any kind of stuffed animal, which is very popular, a teddy bear, which would be always popular, or is it Beanie Babies? Beanie Babies were super popular, right?
Okay.
And then they kind of gone away. So,
there's a whole documentary about Beanie Babies. Yeah, that's how intense it was.
It was crazy, wasn't it? What was that for? About a good.
And there's some Beanie Babies are worth like thousands of dollars.
And some of them are still. They just don't make them anymore, right?
Yeah, they don't.
And that was when? That was back in.
That was like when I was a baby.
Yeah. When you were
not
a baby.
I was like probably like 10, 12, something like that.
So is pickleball here now? It's going out to Europe, out in Italy. I heard
one of
my friends told me that's big. Padel's big out there.
Yeah.
Padel's big in Europe, big in Latin America. Now pickleball's infiltrating.
Okay.
So what do you think? We've discussed this many times, but we always seem to get back on this topic because I'm out here and people... I've never seen people so happy, so excited to be able to do something that they wouldn't normally be able to do. They're having a good time. They're getting exercise. And it's quick. Right, it's not like golf. Doesn't take a long time. Tennis does take a little longer.
Yeah.
Tennis is, again, we always say this, the barrier to entry is more difficult. It's harder to play it. It takes a longer period of time. This is why you're going to get a lot more people to play. Now, do you think it is going to have this hockey stick kind of meteoric rise up? Or is it going to be a point where there's too much supply and... I think it's like anything. I don't know why I find myself repeating this, but I feel like it's like when frozen yogurt was hugely popular.
And you know what I saw that was interesting places. The other day on either on social media or advertisements? One second.
Pickleball. That's all right. Come on in, Mr. Teitelbaum. Come on. Say hello to the camera.
So the one thing I found interesting was I was just, you know, on my socials or whatever. There was a company advertising just like build your own pickleball court in your backyard type things where they'll bring a floor, like a you know, a good floor, and then lines, and they'll paint the lines, and they'll do all these things, and they'll do like a permanent...
Get her the ball. He's off camera for a second, everybody. He's off mic because he had to get a ball. Very excited. Go ahead. So
like a permanent court in your backyard. There's like companies now that'll just build you one. And most people have big enough backyards, so stick one somewhere.
That's a beautiful part about pickleball. I think pickleball will be almost like, you know, the Hamptons where it has a tennis court.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to be able to have a pickleball court.
Or they're going to convert some of their house tennis courts to pickleball lines, and they can play anywhere.
And, you know, I was just listening to actually a real estate podcast, Bigger Pockets. If you ever listened, it's very good. Okay. But they're talking about Airbnbs, and the most popular Airbnbs is when you put a pickleball court back there.
Oh, really?
People love it. So
like
if you go on a vacation spot and there's a pickleball court
there.
Yeah,
you have a house right there. You play pickle all day, make
dinner.
The
pool and pickleball courts.
Drink wine.
Very, very, very popular. So the first part of this podcast is mostly a discussion about where we think it can go. What do you think are... Actually, first of all, everybody's thinking it can go to the roof. Where do you think it could be? Where do you think there's a problem for pickleball where it may have some roadblocks?
So I was thinking about how a lot of places are opening facilities, and a lot of them, they'll be great in certain areas, but I think in the long run, there's going to be an oversaturation of facilities where why would I pay 40, 50, like 50, 60 bucks to go play at this indoor place when I can go to the park down the road or play at my friend's house or play near their park or whatever? So why would I spend that money, and how did I get those people to come in to spend that money? So I feel like, you know, we talked about chicken and pickle a little bit a long time ago. You know, I think in the long run, you have to have a facility that has caters to like either food, drinking, or it kind of has to be like a Topgolf of pickle, right? But more affordable. But also be able to cater to people from the morning to nighttime. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I'm thinking about my question, though, being more specific. Mm-hmm. That's running a business.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about pickleball and saying, what can harm its popularity, so to speak? I'm not... We'll talk about the business side.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, there's going to be a supply and demand issue. Like there's going to be a ton of clubs popping up. And then, like we said, it's going to be about customer service, like anything else, how well you treat the people, everything. Now, at the point is you can put a pickleball court up and people just want to play.
Yeah.
Then it's going to get to the point where there's so many clubs, so many places where you're going to have great service, great coaches, mm-hmm. all those things. And we like to think that we're building that here. I'm talking about pickleball as football, like basketball. What could harm pickleball? What could slow down its popularity, you think?
The thing is, I have no idea because I didn't even know what pickleball was until the past, like, 2 years. To me, pickle is still, like, but it's been around so long. So the question is, why did it become so popular all of a sudden?
Well, I'll answer that question. This is my theory for that one. But... Why, do you like tennis better or pickle still?
Well,
do you like pickle
tennis,
better?
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
That's because I grew up with that, and I picked that as my sport. I could have picked any sport in high school. I picked that, you know.
Well, I'll answer your question in a minute as to why I think pickleball is so popular. But you really feel like there's kind of nothing in the way of pickleball.
I don't see anything that's like easy access. This is an easy access sport. You can learn within a day or, you know, like 2 hours how to play, the rules, etc. And you can have a pretty good okay time depending on how you are moving around the court. And you can play anywhere.
So do you think pickleball is a popular participation sport that won't stop? And it'll be similar to soccer. You can go, come on, run on the camera, it's fine, don't worry about it, guys. We're a live-action show. Get that pickleball. We're discussing the pickleball at this point. So do you think it'll be like American soccer where it's not, you know, a hugely popular revenue sport in regards to TV rights, okay, contracts, things like that, but it's probably one of the highest participation sports in the United States, soccer. Everybody, all kids play it and things like that. So do you think pickleball will be a high participation sport? Will it, and it won't be as popular a major league sort of sport?
You know what's the funny thing about soccer is? Soccer is like a global, huge,
it's number one in the world,
huge sport, right? Yeah. And I see pickle bigger than soccer in America right now. Soccer is big for kids and, like, you know, the young kids playing in the middle school ages, but not at, like, even in college, nobody cares about your soccer team. The soccer team, the major soccer teams here won't stand a chance against other teams around the world.
Oh, you I agree. I mean?
So I feel like pickle is bigger than soccer right now, immensely.
Boy, there's a lot of ball. There's a lot of angles going on here. You guys are keeping me busy, Christina. I'm gonna fault. Okay, so. Okay,
I don't know.
So
I feel like it's bigger. It's
you
huge.
Think it's bigger?
Pickle's huge.
Okay, so it's a huge participation sport. I think it's at like 12, 14
huge
million.
Huge social
right now.
Participation sport.
Okay.
You make a lot of friends. You know, even I played at Lifetime a couple times.
Yeah.
I've made some random friends. They're like, who are you?
Any
Why
dates,
you so
Santi?
Well?
Any dates
no, no,
with those
they're,
random
they're
friends?
All, they're, no, they're
Santi.
All like, older.
So, okay. So I'll go back. I'm going to circle back to your question as to why you think it's so popular. And I think I've said this before, but, and this will go to the generational, this will go to just our country in general. It's a whole macro discussion. We'll get into some geopolitical talk here, which is great during Strand Tennis time. And pickle. We're technically the largest economy in the world and the number one superpower, so to speak. China will overtake us, but they're number two, right?
Yep.
Roman Empire, the Greek Empire, they were all number one. They eventually don't. Europe was number one. It's not anymore. It's basically inconsequential in regards to it being a superpower. And what happens is the longer you become number one, the farther you get from those generations that became number one. So in other words, World War II, all of those kind of things, World War I, the farther we get from those times of conflict, so to speak, the softer our people get. It's very hard.
Okay.
You know, my father's 90 years old. He doesn't forget the Depression. He doesn't forget those things. So he's always, like, focused in a way, right?
Right.
He's not, like, we're worried about dumb shit. We're worried about things now.
Yeah.
If I'm not worried about where my meal's coming from in general, if I'm not worried right. about bombing raids like my father had to hide under his desk when he was a kid, you're not worried about your pronoun when you're worried about staying alive. So right. we're worrying about things, and I'm not saying it's bad to have your pronoun or any of that, but I'm just saying our concerns have changed.
Right.
To going, oh, I'm worried about, like, how my Frappuccino is. I'm worried about this. I'm worried about, oh, my work-life balance. And, oh, do I have the right pair of friends? And I'm on this. I'm on Tinder. Is everything okay? My father wasn't worried about any of that stuff. He was worried about, oh, my God, I hope they don't invade.
Right.
And I grew up during the Cold War when Russia was always supposed to bomb us. It was supposed to be World War III any minute. This was constant. I love when we're talking about this Ukraine thing.
Yeah.
I grew up between 71 and until the wall went down in 88, 89, it was just 17 years of that.
Yeah.
The Great Russia, they're going to come get us, blah, 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 don't trust Russians. It was the whole thing.
Yeah.
That was constant. That was 17 years of that. So you're just perspectives change. You're not thinking about all of that stuff. So to me, compare this to pickleball. Pickleball, mm-hmm. where we're at today, is not a very difficult sport to play or to get comfortable with.
Right.
This generation doesn't want anything difficult. They don't want anything that takes too much stress or effort. Boy, you guys need to work on your angles. I tell you, Title Bob. Anyways, Santi's running over to get that ball. It wasn't my return. Everybody's pickleball skills are key. So when you're worried about, back to the point, worried about Frappuccinos, worried about things like that, you don't have the kind of wherewithal, their toughness to deal with something that is difficult. Tennis in general is a difficult sport.
I see what you're saying.
It's not fun, and people quit it right away when they feel a little frustration. But pickleball doesn't do that. It's very, very, again, inclusive, quicker to learn. You feel better about yourself right away. People don't want anything difficult, especially in this day and time. So this is why pickleball's around the 60s. This is why it's exploded, because our generations are getting away from the greatest generation, the World War II generation, all those people where they're willing to work and say, all right, this is going to suck, but I know that I'm going to buy that house that I want. I want to do this. I want to do those things. We don't want to go through pain.
So you're saying pickle is a sport of instant gratification, essentially.
Which is, again, it's no judgment. It's just the way it is. It's instant gratification because you can play pickleball and feel really good about yourself, which is great, too. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's just saying where our country is. I'm saying 1960, 1950, 1960 when this was started, to me it wasn't super successful just because of that.
Right.
Just because we were trying, again, you're trying to accomplish something. You're trying to be a superpower. You're trying to be the best in this, and you're going to work as hard as you can to do it. No one wants to spend the time doing that, so they'll bounce off of this. They'll go, oh, pickleball is easy. Let's do this every day. It's fun.
Right.
And I think that's why it's going to be hugely popular. And then when we start to lose as a country, things may change as well. But maybe it'll never come back. I've never seen a country that was number one and their currency number one. You know, the pound was number one. You know, Britain was number one in the world for a long time. It's never come back. Has a country ever come back and been the superpower?
I don't know.
No, I don't. You just get soft. That's what happens. We just start to get softer because too many generations have enjoyed the good life. And that's what happens. Like, so I think pickleball, there's nothing stopping it because of where we're at. I don't think the Chinese Communist Party is playing and worrying about how good their pickleball is.
Yeah.
I think they're worried about winning. And beating us as a country. They're not interested in any of that stuff. And maybe in 50, 60, 70, 100 years, it'll just happen. It'll change. They'll get softer. Who knows? Or, you know, it'll be like Russia and they can't. We're getting into geopolitical stuff. China's smart because they let people run businesses and do things. They just have the golden vote where they can control things, the government. Mm-hmm. But it's not like Russia where you can't leave. You can't get a pair of jeans. Like, they made it so ridiculous during the Soviet Union.
Because you grew up in the Cold War era. Did you watch the new movie Tetris on
Tetris?
Apple TV?
Yeah. No, is it good?
It's really good. It's about the creation of Tetris. And the creator is, like, from Russia.
Okay.
And about selling the rights of Tetris to the globe.
Was it recent on Netflix? Just out?
It's on Apple TV.
Okay.
It just came out. It's really good. I like it. You should watch it.
Speaking of Apple TV, what do we have to watch?
It's actually Boom Boom.
Yeah, the second part. I haven't watched it yet. I'm going to watch the second part. It's two parts, right? We're lucky enough, again, to have Alex Gibney here screening Boris Becker's documentary. We'll talk about that on our next podcast. I think, yes, it's going to grow based on the way our society is. Do you think pickleball people will be as big a stars as football players, basketball players, baseball players, tennis players?
I think they'll gain popularity, and they are very popular, like Ben Johns and Simone. They're really popular now, but I don't know what it takes, because I feel like, yes, they're very good, but there's people that are very good that haven't tried to beat them because they're doing other things. You could easily have, you know, an ex-college tennis player or whoever, you know, just get into pickle, train for like a year, go to tournaments, and end up maybe destroying them, you know, from just skill that they've been learning over the years.
I think there could be a little pushback on that, because I think Query and Isner were playing and they were having trouble. Like, they, because it neutralizes everything they can do, that they were having trouble beating those guys.
Yeah, but that's probably because they're not playing hours and hours a day at pickle. If they played hours and hours a day at pickle, like, these guys were, it's their livelihood now.
I would agree.
You know what I mean?
I would agree, but it just doesn't transfer.
It doesn't transfer 100%.
It doesn't transfer 100% because Again, like we said, Isner serves 130, 40 miles an hour. He can't do that on the pickleball court.
Pickleball.
He's neutralized.
Yeah.
So maybe if he practiced it, but he'll be able to play pickleball really well. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, he hasn't been able to practice hours of those nuances.
Yeah.
Sure.
Exactly.
But, I mean, do you see... So you're saying the people that are popular
right now are very popular, like on social media. Like,
look
and
up,
stuff
like,
and
do you look?
Things.
Did you look up Ben Johns? I'm curious. Like, does he have like so many followers?
They have like a good amount. Yeah.
Let's see. Let's look up Ben Johns' account. Instagram, you think?
Let's see. I don't know. It's, Instagram.
Is he even
or TikTok.
Is he verified on that account? Ben Johns Pickleball. Here, 31,000. So he's the number one player in the world. He has 31,000 followers. Like, I mean, that's awesome. I'm just trying to think.
But he's not going to be as popular as like a Kardashian
or
anything.
Well, not the Kardashian. How about another number one player in the world? Well, I mean,
but I think as the more airtime we get for Pickle, you'll see certain people get more popular. Like, there's the top names, but there's I don't even know the top names really.
I'm not
to
educated
me, they're just
enough.
People.
I just know Georgine, Ben Johns. Yeah. I know he has a sister, and I know the mother and daughter team.
Yeah.
Them as
That's
well, and
you
I should
about.
Remember their names, too. It's bad for me. So I think the jury's still out, and I think we've covered pretty much a kind of a full 360 view of this in regards to pickleball. I think, and then we went back to the business end. So the business end, yes, there's going to be a lot of individual facilities that open up pickleball. There's going to be a ton because people smell money. When they smell money, they open them up. And then again, it's just like the frozen yogurt like we're talking about. The frozen yogurt, there was a ton of them, and now there's maybe one left. And that's what happens. And there's going to be some private equity group that spends a ton of money on a pickleball company. I don't know if they already have, if they bought Chicken and Pickle, but even Topgolf is in charge of the Major League Pickleball League. They're a big player in there. They have a team in there. So they're going to try to really, really be like the lead in all this. Speaking of other businesses, I went to the Golf Cave the other day.
Oh, okay.
Did you like that, right?
I've heard of it.
It was nice.
To that one,
it was like, what was great is I don't have to look for my ball.
Yeah,
I
the ball it rolls back
hole
to you.
Hole, and I have to walk. Yep. I played 18 holes. We played St. Andrews.
Okay,
it was great.
Yeah,
to me that's the most efficient way to play golf for me.
Yeah,
but we have to go out, son. We have to go out again. Did you go out with us that time? Yeah.
I went. You took me and CJ out.
Yeah, we're gonna go and Vincent.
And Vincent.
Yeah, and we have to go again.
For sure.
We have to do our company outing and play golf.
Okay.
So I think everybody should enjoy what they're doing. There's no judgment here either way. It's just the state of what things are going on. But it was just a quick discussion about why do things get popular? Why do they stay popular and why do they lose popularity? That's basically the discussion. So let's go over it again. Why did it get popular? I think the barrier to entry is easy. Why would it stay popular? Because the barrier to entry is easy.
Mm-hmm.
And why would it lose popularity? Would it get boring?
See, okay. Here's another thing I was curious about, right? The older generations love pickle. The younger generations like tiptoe in it and out of it. They see it as kind of, I don't know. I don't see as younger generations like just getting up, I want to go play pickle. You know what I mean?
I think everything needs critical mass. You need first adopters. There's all these books with marketing. You need first adopters, and then those first adopters get to the general public. The first adopters to me are the baby boomers, the older people that can't move on that tennis court as much. They started taking up pickleball
because
they couldn't move as well. Yeah. They take it up, and they're taking actually their grandkids and their kids. Hey, try this, try this, try this.
Yeah.
Then the kid takes the boyfriend or the wife or the husband. And then they play, and then they tell their friends. It kind of went that way to me.
Okay.
That older grandma generation, grandfather generation, took their kids because it's a social sport, and they're like, boy, this is actually pretty fun.
Yeah.
And then it went to there. And I think, again, those kids are going to start waking up to play when they put it in the school system, when they start giving scholarships away for it. Then the gloves are off in regards to the kids. But like we talked on the other day, in the West Village, they're – they had to get rid of pickleball because they're taking all the basketball courts. They're like, listen, we have to make these courts. You can't take basketball from people.
Yeah.
They were just taking the courts. So it's just exploded. And to me, it's more, this is where I can compare it to like a bowling alley where you can drink afterwards, you can hang, you can eat like chicken and pickle. But it's athletic enough in the sense of you get enough of a sweat. Bowling's not that.
Right.
Bowling is not a sweat. It's not exercise. So you feel like you've done something, you move around and hit. So that is the big difference between bowling and pickle. You feel a little bit more athletic. So I think everybody should figure out if they're trying to understand why something is popular. Business-wise, you can look at this. Why is it popular? Will it stay popular? How long of a shelf life does it have? And people always make this mistake. They don't think things will last or be around or that's a dumb idea. But I think it was an interesting discussion to have. Why is it popular? Will it stay popular? Will there be any reason why they'll come up against any friction? Right now it's hard to find, right?
Yeah.
But anyways, hopefully everybody enjoyed the podcast. Again, the answers in the actions. Keep moving, everybody. Just take an action. It will solve a lot of problems. Don't think, act. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Hope you liked the podcast. Please share it with your friends, anybody that you know, anybody that's into tennis, anybody that's into bettering themselves. Share it.